Good morning, church. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our Father, once again, we bow our heads to the dust where you took our bodies from. Lord Jesus, the time you allotted for us to be here as your representatives, as your ambassadors, when that time lapses, this same body will return back to the dust because your word has said, "Dust thou art, dust thou shalt return." The prophet said that was spoken of the body and not the soul. We are very grateful to you for the perfect interpretation of scriptures in our day. Thank you for a true prophet that you have said to us at this end time. We are very, very grateful unto you. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Or to that same sheep food, the message of our day, which your prophet said is the material that you have given unto the bride to dress herself up. Lord, we are gathered again this morning. We appreciate you for last week, how you manifested yourself unto us in all the services, the Sunday, the midweek, the tape service of Friday. Lord, you have just been so gracious. We have come again today. May you continue your graciousness unto us, O God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Deliver the oppressed and set the captives free in our lives and in our relations. O God, put the enemy to shame. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take over the service. Please, Master, make it a blessing. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. We're going to turn our Bibles to John chapter 4 this morning. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, we are reading from verses 20 to 24 of John chapter 4. And it goes like this. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. May that not be our portion. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. A day that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Well, what I will call a little text I want us to look at this morning is true worshipers. Hello? True worshipers. It means that what Jesus is saying here, that the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It means that it's not every worshiper that knows what they are worshiping. Amen? May God help us. May he make all of us true worshipers. That is just what we want to look at this morning. No, what makes us true worshipers? And what makes other worshipers fake and false worshipers? There are fake worshipers. There are false worshipers. And yet there are true worshipers. It's just like the prophet preached the message three kinds of believers, talk about an unbeliever, talk about a made believer, they talk about the believer. The believer is always there. The sower, through the seed, the same quality of the seed fell by the wayside on the stony ground among the thorns, then on the prepared ground, the same quality of the same seed. What made the difference was the ground it fell. Amen. This true gospel has been preached by the apostles along the line whom my interpretation was brought in. And then you have the denominations. The mother of them all is the Roman Catholic Church. That is the mother of them all, according to William Marion Branham, the prophet of God for our generation. We are proud of the man, and we can talk about him anywhere. Why? Because it's not because he was a white man. It's not because he was from America. It was because we have found that he is a true prophet of God. You say, oh, you did say that well. You would have said he was. He's still a prophet. Amen? He's still a prophet. Remember the case of Samuel? After Samuel had died and was buried, you know, when Saul ran into trouble, and they brought up Samuel, and he dressed exactly as he was dressing when he was a prophet. Not only that he dressed like that, he gave them thus says the Lord. He said, tomorrow you will be with me. It did come to pass. That is why the prophet said, whatever nature you carry when you die, he said, that is what will ever remain. You look at Elisha when he was dead, buried. After a long time, they were carrying somebody to go and bury. They saw the enemy right close to the grave of Elisha. I don't know. We might say the dead man was lucky in human language, but we can also say maybe it's providence. Why is it that it was when they were close to that grave that they saw the enemy? And they throw the dead man to the grave of Elisha. The man resurrected. The prophet said, the Holy Ghost, once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, is permanently with you. And that is why, even if we, to the dead in Christ, they shall rise. They that are alive, that are in Christ, shall be changed. What resurrected the dead in Christ is what changed the people in Christ that are alive. That is why I keep emphasizing, brothers, sisters, you know yourself. I know myself. You can't examine me, and I can't examine you. But we can examine ourselves. If God give us grace to be honest and sincere. But Abraham said, what were you before the experience? And what are you after the experience? And the prophet told us, the slip second that you receive the Holy Ghost, he said, you know. It brings a permanent change. Are you getting what I'm saying? A permanent change, not a temporary change. Not a change where things are fine, you are also fine. Where things go bad, you become bad. No, sir. That is why Brother Abraham said the Holy Ghost will not behave itself in Brother Bartholomew and misbehave himself in Brother Martins. No, sir. He has one nature. And our God, his nature is not of varieties. He behaves well, he behaves bad. No, sir. No situations can change our God. So what we are talking about this morning is true worshippers. Let me, because of lack of time, this time, you know, it doesn't respect anybody. You know, whatever you are doing, it doesn't concern him. He's just doing his work. It's one thing that is not lazy. It's not lazy. Whether you are sleepy or not, he's doing his work. He doesn't need a supervisor. You know, to supervise him, say, you must do it like this. He knows what he's doing. If you like, be idle. But he's just walking. Oh, yeah. He's just walking. We look at when the Lord Jesus Christ came. That was the only man that was born differently from the way we were born. It was a supernatural birth. Before it was manifested, there were prophecies concerning that. That a time is coming that a virgin. A virgin is a woman that have never had any relationship with man as regards sex. Hello? And a virgin shall conceive, his name shall be called Emmanuel. And the interpretation of Emmanuel is God. Capital G-O-D. God with us. Amen? God with us. Why the Jehovah God? We have just read in the scripture that God is a spirit. Why did God become man? Why? Just for one purpose. That is why Jesus said, greater love had no man than this, that a man loved his friends and he gave his life unto them. No matter how much you love your children as a daddy, to give your life to your children, you just died for nothing. Because the blood that is in you is a sinful blood between papa and mama. I don't care who you are, you might be general overseer. You might have personal jets, several of them. These are worldly wealth. You are a sinner anyhow by birth. You may not have drank, you may not have smoked, you may not have flirted with women, you may not have done any evil. But the way you were born is what make you a sinner. That's why the scripture says, in sin, did my mother conceive me? You know, for instance, we also want to make our children to behave like adults. It's contrary to the scripture. The scripture says, when I was a child, I behaved like an adult. No! He behaved like a child. Until he comes to an adult, he cannot behave like an adult. It is the same thing. We were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came into this world speaking lies. Until we are born again, we cannot live above Adamic nature. We can't do it. No matter how much you try, the best you can produce with that Adamic nature is religiosity, not salvation. That is why when Jesus came, he was talking to one of the ministers. I think his name is Nicodemus. He told him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He went further to tell him, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That is you and me. That is the president. That is the senator. That is the governor. That is the beggar on the street. Everybody is included. I don't care who you are. You might have visited Mecca several times, had triple titles of allergy or whatever. Put on your, change your garment, put little basket on your head. You are a sinner anyhow. You are a sinner. You can't go to Jerusalem, some who doesn't have revelation, they go to Rome. Yeah. No revelation, they go to Rome. They go as people. And they come back, they start bragging. They have gone to Rome. May God help us. You are a sinner until you are born again. And when you are born again, that is the only time you begin to worship God in spirit and in truth. What is this truth? John chapter 17. I think verse 17 also. Bring it quickly. Our time is fading up. Certify the truth, thy truth. Thy word is truth. You can't worship God in spirit and in truth without being born again. It's not possible. That is why you find all the denominations, we all carry the same Bible. Everybody have different interpretations to that Bible. It's lack of the Spirit. The Spirit wrote the Bible. For you to ever have perfect revelation of the Bible, you must have the Spirit that wrote the Bible, which is the Holy Ghost. You look at the Lord Jesus Christ when he came, he had 12 apostles. He called all of them. For 3 years and 6 months, they were doing nothing but receiving teaching directly from the mouth of Jehovah. They wake up, enter into it, close late. Every day for 3 years and 6 months. At the end of it, Jesus told them, as you find in Acts chapter 1, he said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Jesus couldn't give them the Holy Ghost while he was with them. It will be contradictory to the scriptures, because Jesus has to have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The fullness means all in all. That is why I say, if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. He can't come until he is gone away. And when he went away, on the day of Pentecost, these apostles received the Holy Ghost. All the Adamic human fear of they do me this, they struggle me, they that kill our master, they will also kill us. Tarry the city of Jerusalem, they went to an isolated place in the upper room because of fear of Pharisees. All the fear vanished. Hello? All the fear vanished. They came out with boldness. God made it in such a way, it was during the feast of Pentecost. It is a feast. It's a ceremonious time, just as you have Christmas. That was that day when that thing happened. And he attracted almost all the nationalities that are in the whole world. They were there. And then some of them were mocking, as we always have. Each time you have a gathering like this, like the prophet said, you have the three kinds of believers. You can't help it. But Abraham said in his own church, Abraham Tabernacle, he was talking to them. He said, "The tape land, which is we," he said, "it will be talking to thousands. Unbelievers, make believers, then believers." God is only interested in the believers, for those are the people he came to die for. Those are the people whose name are written in the last book of life. Those are the people that is referred to when the prophet said, "God will not lose any of his children." Those are the people. May you be one of them. You know, we used to sing a song, "One of them, one of them." You know that kind of a thing. Let it not just be a song, let it be a revelation in your soul that you are one of them. And that is why Christians, they don't fear death. They don't. Because they know they have passed from death unto life. They were pursuing Brother Abraham everywhere. You find the FBI, you know, following all kinds of people, following his meetings. The prophet said, "If I do anything wrong, contrary to the government law, arrest me. But if it is the gospel I'm preaching, then you only..." Some of them got converted. Yeah, that is why the other time somebody told us police used to come to this church. I said, "Police need salvation. If you come and you find that we do anything secret here, you can arrest us. We believe in keeping the laws of the land. If you find us to be rogues, to be thieves, carry us to station, jail us. But if you come here, we will tell you whatever church you go. If you don't believe the message of the hour, you are lost." Praise God. Amen. So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them. When the people gathered, some were mocking. These people are full of new wine. Peter said, "New wine? This third hour of the day? What are you talking?" Then he went into preaching. And he told them what really happened. And
Those that are God's own there, the Bible says their hearts were pricked. And they asked this question, men and brethren, what shall we do? The prophet said the question was that, what shall we do in order to be saved? When a man is saved, he knows. His life prove it. When a woman is saved, she knows. And her life prove it. Hello? And Peter replied, let's go to that place. Acts chapter 2. I want you to, want us to read it by ourselves. Acts chapter 2. You don't? Peter said unto them, repent, I be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hello? The Holy Ghost is to as many as the Lord our God shall call. If God called you to be a child and refuse to give you the Holy Ghost, he'd be working against his own program. That is why the prophet said, the scripture is true. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said, if you truly repented and you are baptized, he said, immediately God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. I've experienced that with some people. Deep them inside water, bringing them out. They receive the Holy Ghost. And their life today is the Holy Ghost. If it is the Holy Ghost you receive, I'm telling you, it doesn't change its nature. In the time of trials, in the time of temptations, in the time of persecution, in the time of disappointment, in the time of sickness, in the time of whatever, he remained the same. That is our God. He changes not. Worshiping God is spirit and the truth. Those are the true worshippers. That is why Brother Brahman told us, he said, no matter the experience you have, he said, watch the life you live. Because the Holy Ghost that wrote the scriptures concerning the life a Christian should live, the same Holy Ghost is in you, living that same life. Are you following me? I wish I have time. I don't know. If care is not taken, we might come on it in the main service. We talk about wife. The Holy Ghost wrote in the Bible what a wife should be at home. Talk about husband. The Holy Ghost wrote in the Bible what husband should be at home. Talk about children. The Holy Ghost wrote in the Bible what children should be at home. What parents should be to children at home. That is why the prophet said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. People say, Kosija in church, Shadraki Shamini. Everybody is gentle in church. God bless you, Shalom. God bless you, Shalom. God bless you. The prophet said, listen, the prophet said, so people will run to him, put hands around him, and say, God bless you, Brother Brian. We love you. He said, with the gift resident in him, if this man have opportunity, he will kill him. You see how bad that nature is? Fajesinu to talk fufujade is hypocrisy. And you find it among the people born of man and woman. There is no hypocrite among the bride. Any man born of God will live right. He will live according to the scriptures. He can't help it because it is God living in him. That is why Paul said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Praise God. Amen. If you look at those instructions that are given to women at home, how they should live with their husband at home, those scriptures are not given with conditions. You know what I mean by with conditions? If your husband is this, and this, then you live like this. No! Your husband may be a devil at home. But if you are a true wife, the Bible has said you are to live with him. The character of your husband does not determine the way you must live. Oh, may God help us. It is the same thing applicable to the man. I don't know. May God help us. It is the same thing in the church. In the church, the message of the hour is not silent when we talk about a local assembly. May God help us. I used to tell people, you know, I'm an old man. I don't know how long I have to be here. But for the little time I'm here, I will tell you the truth. So that one day, if they roll my casket to this place, you will say, this old man told us the truth when he was alive. God bless you. I say, God bless you. The church is set in order. How to run the church? The position of the deacons are there. The position of the trustees are there. The position of the sub-leader is there. You know, some sub-leader, they come here, they start preaching. The prophet said, the sermon is not for the sub-leaders. He said, leave the preaching for the preachers. Hello? Some of us, if the king will correct our child, Okpari, for the next 1 year, we will not be at peace with the deacon. Shebi, I want you to my so quick. No more, me for me. You didn't know alone. He's a hypocrite. Tobaniko, no more, me for me. Oh, could they know it? The child must be corrected. The scripture says foolishness is in the heart of the child. It takes only the rod of correction to drive it out. Give birth to a child and not correct him. You will raise a renegade. I saw in the social media, was it last week? A boy, a Yahoo boy that buried the mother alive. Looking for money. How do you spend that kind of money? Your own mother. Because one deceiver, Babalawo, has told him to go and do that. That he will have money. He lured a woman, innocent woman. May God help us. After food and raiment, the Bible says, we should be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We aren't taking anything away. Whether you have the latest car or the car you have in a pangolo, even when you die, if that very pangolo, somebody else will use it. They can't bury you with it. May God help us. What am I saying? Worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You must be born of the spirit to be able to do that. That is why if you look at the lives of the apostles, they were not Christians on the day of Pentecost. The word Christian means to be Christ-like. They couldn't have been Christ-like. They were saying who was going to be the chiefest among them. A Christian will prefer the other man to himself. That's a Christian for you. If you look at the life of Jesus Christ when he was here, point to one place where he slapped somebody. Apart from everything he did, was fulfillment of scriptures. Even when he planted the something and whipped the people out of it, it was fulfillment of scriptures. The zeal of thy house have eaten me up. That is the same Jesus Christ that is living in you in the power of the Holy Ghost. All that they mistreated him for good, all the good he did, all the reply for him was with bad. Call him bastard, call him Beelzebub, call him all kinds of names. At the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Then you say that same spirit is in you. Somebody step on you. You say, Royani, Barry and me, we must get to the throne of God before we speak. You will be get to that throne. Because there's no such a promise. The Bible says, don't allow the sun to go down upon your wrath. Two places, the life of a man, of human beings, is controlled from. If you're a Christian, your theophany is up. And that is where your life is controlled from. If you're a sinner, your theophany is down. And that is where your life is controlled from. If you're the type that have anger, that can set petrol station on fire, where you spark, your life is being controlled from bottom. Holy man, you are not born again. A man that is born again has the nature of Jesus Christ. He loves his brother as himself. He loves his neighbor as himself. He does not even think evil. The mind of Christ is in him. Hello. A man born of the Holy Ghost. It's not tribalistic. This one are Yoruba, this one are Igbo. This one are Usa, this one are Fulani. You are a religious man. May God help us. I don't know. We might come back on it. Or we might continue with what we have been preaching. If it's able, you know. It's just the same lie. Brothers, sisters, there are true worshippers. You can do them anything. They let go. Only the woman, they let go. Only the woman, they let go. Only the woman, they let go. Only the two, they let go. One thing certain is that a child of God, you cannot spoil him. So, you can't spoil. Do you know why? God says, this one is justified. Collection. Along those of them, Toba will buy all the radio stations in the whole world. The whole program for the rest of their life is to blackmail him. He doesn't touch him one bit. Because the one that had the final say, he has justified him. And he is justified. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Brothers, sisters, we are preparing for the translation. May God prepare us. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we just want to thank you for this broken few words that have been passed across to this audience. True worshippers. Lord Jesus, may we not come short of that group. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, O God. We know that the Spirit that wrote the Bible will keep us in the Bible, in our actions, in our reactions. It would deny an iota. That is why the Bible says the elect cannot be deceived. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. As we meditate upon this, when we come to the main service, whichever way you lead us, take us higher. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.